giant lake trout are waiting to be caught in a pristine high elevation lake not far from Salt Lake City. We'll tell you where next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Nice-sized lake trout are lurking in the depths of a high-elevation water along the Wasatch Front. Mike Slater with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources has the story.
That's correct. It's not all cutthroat trout up in these high lakes. There's other opportunities for brook trout, and one that you just kind of alluded to is Lake Mary. It actually has lake trout in it. This is a lake that's right close to the Brighton Ski Resort. Now again, water fluctuates a fair amount, especially on a dry year like this, but they've persisted for decades. In fact, I think the last time lake trout were stocked in Lake Mary was in the 1970s. And so despite the fact that the water goes down quite a bit, they've been able to hang on. And it provides a really unique opportunity to hike up to this lake, which again, is not a kind of hike like you're going up to White Pine. It's only maybe a 30-minute hike out of the parking lot of Brighton Ski Resort. And you're there and you have an opportunity to catch 9-10 pound lake trout fish. As we do with most waters, we want to get in there and say, okay, what have we got? How are the fish doing? What's the health of the fish? And a few years back, we were in Lake Mary setting some nets and looking at the fish, and we pulled out a 5-pound and a 9-pound lake trout amongst all the brook trout and other things that we were seeing in there. So they're still there. Lake trout, it's not a fish like you're going to go down to a community fishery and just pull one in right after another. It's going to take some work, and there's certain times of the year that are more susceptible, those fish are. So maybe the fall time period when they like to fish for the lake trout.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.